This is Jason Reinhardt, and you're listening to Midday Classics on KEDM Public Radio. I was recently joined in the studio by Dr. Claire Vangelisti, and we spoke about our upcoming joint collaborative recital with the School of Humanities and the School of Visual and Performing Arts with the poetry of Louisa May Alcott and the composition of the Alcott songs by Steve Danu. Claire, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Can you kind of tell us how this whole project started?
Well, it's a collaborative project between myself and yourself, of course, as a conductor, and also Dr. Donna Rohrer, who is one of our English professors in this humanities program. She's also Associate Dean of the School of Education as well. So we came across this piece of music and jointly commissioned this work with, I think, 12 other universities in the United States. And so this year, we have sole rights for performing this new work, and it will be open, it'll be available to the public starting June 1st, I believe.
The original work was written for soprano, vocalist, and a piano. And what this new commission did is create a wind octet version and in place of the piano. So it's soprano and wind octet.
Right.
But it's woodwinds. So it's slightly different, but it has a really unique sound. And, you know, we've had a couple rehearsals now, and it is a really unique sound.
Yeah, it's a great piece of music, and I was able to interview the composer a couple of weeks ago by Skype. We had talked for about 2 hours about the piece fairly in depth, and he told me that, well, it's some interesting things about the composer. His wife is a pianist, and he is a composer, a saxophonist, actually, composer, and also has sung a lot in choir, so he's somewhat of a singer. But also as a saxophonist, he spent a lot of time where he kind of comes from this woodwind world in that sense. And the poetry is very light, and so he envisioned using this wind octet because it's basically a lightness of texture as well as color. It doesn't cover up the voice at all, and it illustrates the poetry in a very direct sense.
It is basically a song cycle, and it's six of Louisa May Alcott's shorter poems.
Right.
But there are some definitely humorous poems that he has chosen to use. Can you kind of talk about the poetry that he chose to use for the songs?
Well, the poetry is really interesting, and of course, Dr. Rohrer is going to spend a good deal of time on Sunday, March 1st, talking about Louisa May Alcott as a person, as a poet, as a literary figure. But the poetry, she didn't write books of poetry or poetry collections. The poetry all comes from larger works, which are short stories, basically. So she would be writing a story. If you read one of her short stories, you'll go along, and in the middle of the short story, midway through, you'll see this little poem, which either continues to tell the story or it actually sort of expounds on what's already been, spoken of. And some of it's humorous, some of it's a little more serious, but it was kind of a quirky way that she used to enhance her short stories, her poetry. And so some of it's more serious and some of it's very, very humorous. And of course, if you grew up reading any of her books, I think a lot of young women of my generation, we won't say how old I am, but read Little Women and Little Men and all the Louisa May Alcott books. She definitely has a sense of humor as well as a sense for real life. And again, Dr. Rohrer will talk about that. There's a lot of transcendentalism in her writing. But the poems are really light. And also they're very, they talk a lot about nature and describe nature and in a way that Steve Danu, the composer who grew up in Connecticut, can really relate to. They're very New England-esque in that way. And also Louisa May Alcott grew up in New England. So when he chose the text, he said he could really relate to them, on that level, just spending time in nature and using nature and descriptions of nature to actually describe a particular feeling.
And I think when we had our first rehearsal a couple weeks ago, the whole ensemble, including myself and yourself, kind of chuckled after we read through the fourth song, which is entitled "Here's a Nut."
Yes.
And it's quirky but fun, and mm-hmm. You know, and it's okay to, if you're sitting in the audience and if you want to chuckle, I think that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to an excerpt from the first poem that Steve Danu said, entitled "Awake, Awake," here on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jason Reinhardt here at KEDM, and I'm joined in the studio with Dr. Claire Evangelisti, and we are speaking about the Alcott Songs, the lecture recital that's going to be coming up this Sunday, March 1st at 3 p.m. in the Emmylou Biedenharn Recital Hall here on the campus of ULM. Claire, the concert is free and open to the public.
Yes, it is.
And how is this concert being funded?
Well, it was funded through two separate grants that I wrote one grant and you wrote another grant through the College of Arts, Education, and Sciences as a collaborative effort between the school of, between the Department of Music and the Humanities Program.
Excellent. Anything else?
I think it's just a very unique opportunity to come listen about how art songs are actually composed, and we always talk about, well, how is classical music staying alive, you know, today in our society? And if you're a classical music lover, it's easy to answer that. But for people who aren't necessarily very interested in classical music, or maybe just becoming interested in classical music, this is a very unique opportunity to come and really listen and learn about the entire piece before hearing the piece. You get a complete education about the piece, as well as being able to kind of pick the mind of the composer, and seeing and hearing about his process is very interesting, so that when you finally listen to the work, you have a completely different experience.
Exactly. It's a total understanding of starting with the words and then adding the music and how it all comes together at the end.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Claire Evangelisti, thanks for joining me today in our studios, and we want to see everybody out at the performance at 3 p.m. on Sunday, March 1st in the Emmylou Biedenharn Recital Hall here on campus of ULM.